Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives, from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of September 6th, 2008. I'm Sandy Billings. Starting with the good news, cheers. Women gain a penny. U.S. women now face the smallest wage gap in history. This comes from the Census Bureau's analysis of data from 2007. The gap narrowed by one penny over the previous year. Women now earn 78 cents for every dollar a man earns for equal work. In 1980, women earned 60% of men's pay. California has the smallest wage gap among states. Women there earn 84% of men's wages. The gender wage gap persists around the world. A United Nations report criticized Britain this week for allowing rampant discrimination against women, including unequal pay. UK women earn 83% as much as men. In Germany, progress to equalize pay is stagnant, and women earn a quarter less than men. Women's caregiving duties are considered a major explanation for both lower wages and smaller workforce participation. Chancellor Angela Merkel's administration has authorized an increase of $216 million for 79 universities that demonstrate a commitment to workplace equality. Only 15% of the country's tenured professors are female. More news to cheer this week. Spanish Equality Minister Bibiana Adao announced that the government will introduce a bill to liberalize the country's restrictive abortion law by mid-2009. The current law allows abortion up to 12 weeks in cases of rape, 22 weeks in cases of fetal malformation, and at any time if a woman's mental health is endangered. Most abortions are performed under the mental health exception. And the new law will not require it, but abortions will be legal by choice up to 12 to 14 weeks. Prime Minister José Luis Rodrigo Zapatero promised to liberalize the law as a candidate in 2004. Women's rights activists in the Philippines launched an online campaign to gather 1 million signatures in support of a family planning bill. The Catholic Church opposes the bill and threatens lawmakers who support it with excommunication. But surveys show that more than 80% of Filipinos want control over their fertility. The bill would legalize birth control in the predominantly Catholic nation. Sexual assaults that lead to pregnancy may face harsher penalties, the California Supreme Court ruled unanimously on September 4th. The court argued that pregnancy could be considered a great bodily injury in the appeals trial of a man who repeatedly raped his 13-year-old daughter and arranged for her abortion. He was sentenced to a term of 15 years to life in prison. In August came the signing of a landmark protocol guaranteeing women's equality by the South African development community. Now the tourism sector is primed for advancing women. Six of the Tourism Council's board members and its CEO are women, and the government is directing efforts to reduce unemployment through creating tourism jobs. Most of these jobs are low-paying, but the council wants to create targets for more women in leadership positions. And now for the Jeers column. The bad news starts with the GOP's call for an abortion ban. The Republican Party adopted its platform during its convention this week that calls for a ban on abortion. The ban has no exceptions for rape or incest or to protect the life of the woman. The platform takes a harder stance on abortion rights than presidential nominee Senator John McCain of Arizona has in the past. McCain opposes abortion but has favored the exceptions. His running mate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, opposes abortion in all circumstances. During the Democratic convention, the party adopted the platform that supported reproductive rights and emphasized prevention efforts. Campaign manager David Plouffe said Senator Barack Obama's campaign would step up efforts to appeal to pro-choice voters and women. Palin's entry on the ticket has energized fundraising for the McCain campaign, which raised over $10 million in the first 2.5 days after she became the first woman named to a GOP national ticket. More news to jeer this week. Pakistan launched investigations into the honor killings of 2 women and 3 teens who were shot and buried alive more than a month ago. At least 3 of the women had sought marriage in civil courts after the request was rejected by village elders. 3 suspects have been arrested and confessed to the killings. In socially conservative regions of Pakistan, women cannot marry without the consent of male relatives. At least 280 Pakistani women were victims of honor crimes in 2007, and 107 were victims during the first 5 months of 2008, according to the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan. In Iran, 4 women's rights activists in the 1 million signatures campaign were sentenced to prison. The campaign is a grassroots movement petitioning to end gender discrimination in Iran. The women each received 6 months for contributing to banned women's websites. Their lawyer is Shirin Ebadi, the prominent women's rights activist who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2003. News of the arrest soured a legislative victory for Iranian activists on September 1, when the country's parliament had indefinitely delayed a vote on legislation that encouraged polygamy. The bill that was set aside, the so-called Family Protection Bill, would have removed the need for a first wife to consent if her husband wanted to marry a second spouse. The annual Sex and Power report by Europe's Equality and Human Rights Commission found that women in Britain occupied fewer senior positions in politics, the media, and the judiciary compared with last year. The number of women in positions of power dropped in 12 out of 25 categories, remaining the same in another five. The report blamed Britain's long hours and inflexible working practices for creating an era of stay-at-home moms and breadwinner dads. A Boston University study of hospitals in 21 states found that 94% distribute free formula to new mothers in welcome baby packages. The free formula has been shown in previous studies to discourage breastfeeding, which is healthier for mother and baby. Only 11% of U.S. infants are exclusively breastfed through the first 6 months of life. These news briefs were compiled by Jennifer Thurston and Dominique Sogel. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, www.womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Sandy Billings.